Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Father, we want to thank you, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives. Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for your protection over us. Thank you for all the battles that you are fighting on our behalf, and all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you for all the past brokers. Thank you for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies, for every vessel that you have been using one way or the other to bring out this broadcast. We say glory be unto your holy name. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. Pray, Lord, that indeed let there be salvation of souls, let there be healing, let there be deliverance. Draw us closer to you, and we will know you more than ever before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome once again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will visit you today. He will speak to you. You will experience a transformation in every area of your life for the better in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm talking about the excellency of our Lord Jesus Christ. Excellency of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Our God is excellent. There is none like him. There is none to be compared unto this God that we are talking about. This God is the one that is capable and have the ability to deliver us. The Bible tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 17 says, "If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King." And indeed, he delivered the three Hebrew boys. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you are going through right now that it appears as if you are not able to overcome. I prophesy unto your life that the Almighty God, the Deliverer, he will deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. The one who delivered Daniel from the lion's den is still alive. He will deliver you. The one who delivered the three Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace, he will deliver you too in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't lose hope, brothers and sisters. The Almighty God, the excellent God, the perfect one, indeed, it will move on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 13, it says, "Indeed, before the day was, I am he, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hands. I walk, and who will reverse it?" There is no other person that can reverse it. Brothers and sisters, that which the Lord have said concerning you shall come to pass. It may seem as if it is being delayed, but hold on to the word of God, it will come to pass. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Whatever God says is going to do, He will do it. He said, none of His word will return void unto Him without fulfilling that which He sent to do. Brothers and sisters, He is the one that keeps promises. He keeps His promise in the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 21. He said, and being fully convinced that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. Has God promised you something? Hold on to it. It will come to pass in the name of Jesus. I prophesy unto you this day that delay or denial of the promises of God will come to an end in your life this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord indeed will wipe away your tears, your sorrow in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The grace of God will abound for you in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. They say, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. His grace shall be released unto you. You will experience abundance of His grace in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to do that which you cannot do before, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. The grace to pray until something happens, the Lord will release unto you. The grace to study His word, it will release unto you in the name of Jesus. The grace to win souls for His kingdom, it has been released upon you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will continue to surround you with His grace in the name of Jesus. He's the one that can guide us. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. He said, for this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed into him until that day. What is it that you have committed into the hands of God? Believe that it is safe. Commit your children, commit your spouse, commit your parents, commit your siblings, commit your business. Whatever you commit into the hands of God, brothers and sisters, know that it is safe in His hands. He is trustworthy. He is reliable. All you need to do is to trust Him. And as you commit it into His hands, the Almighty God will keep it to the end. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that pardons. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 6. He said, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. Then He said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Brothers and sisters, if God has pardoned you, if He has forgiven you your sins, you don't need to bring it back again. He has forgiven you. He tells us that we should confess our sins and say He shall be just and faithful to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us of all our iniquities. Brothers and sisters, He is a forgiving God. Cry unto Him. Go to Him. Confess that sin that you have committed, and indeed He will forgive you. But don't go back to the sin again. Don't go on committing sin and saying that, oh, all I need to do is to go to God and ask for forgiveness. No, brothers and sisters, you cannot afford to go back to your vomit. This God is ready to forgive you, but you are also going to make sure that you continue to live a life of righteousness. And as you do so, it will continue to move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I want you to know that the eyes of God scans the whole earth, is watching over you. The book of Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. Who has despised the days of small beginning? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. There is nothing hidden from Him. His eyes is all over you. He's keeping guard over you. He knows where you are. He knows what you are going through right now. And I pray that indeed the Lord will show himself awesome on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you trust in him, as you surrender to him, as you look up to him, he will not disappoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Each time you call unto him, he will answer your prayer. He's a God that answers prayer, and with him nothing is impossible. That your situation will not be impossible with this God that we are talking about. He will make a way for you even where people have told you there is no way. He is the one that makes way. He will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, 1 Chronicles 29, reading from verse 12, he said, both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Are you looking for riches? Then go to this God. Are you looking for honor? Go to this God. He is the one that reigns. Are you looking for power? There is no other power like his power. He is the one who can empower you. He is the one who can strengthen you. So look for power at the right source. And when you go to him, he will give it to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, in your hand, it is to make great. The Lord will make you great in the name of Jesus. And it is him that gives strength. The Lord will strengthen you on all sides, spiritually, physically, financially, maritally. He will strengthen you. He will release his wisdom. He will release his knowledge. He will release understanding unto you. The grace to excel in every area of your life, the Lord will give unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us also in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 37, say, who is he who speaks and it comes to pass? That is my God. He said, when the Lord has not commanded it, who else? Who can speak when God has not commanded it? Brothers and sisters, that which the Lord has not approved concerning your life, it will not come to pass. Every divination, every incantation against you, they will not come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will grant you victory on all sides in the name of Jesus. Every negative pronouncement against you, I wipe them off with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God has not spoken negatively about you. His plans for you are of good and not of evil. And the good plans of God indeed will come to pass in your life, in the life of your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For brothers and sisters, I want you to know that if you do not know this God, there's no way he can help you. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And when you accept him as a Lord and Savior, he's ready to keep you. He's ready to protect you. He's ready to make way for you. He's ready to fight your battles. He's ready to deliver you. He's ready to lift you up. But you need to know him. So wherever you are right now, if you are not sure of your salvation, I want to give you this wonderful opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I want you to just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone that have had this message, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His countenance will be upon you. His light will shine through you. It will shine upon you. The Almighty God will take you higher and higher beyond your wildest imagination. He will fight your battle. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will perfect that which concerns you. He will draw you closer to him. He will reveal mysteries unto you. He will send helpers of destiny unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. in the name of Jesus. You will not shed tears of sorrow. You will not hear bad report concerning you. You will not hear bad report concerning me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Most High. The love of God will be with you. His love will permeate in your home. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.